Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, I am so excited on tonight for my special guest that I have standing by. I want you all, the worldwide listeners, to know that it is our prayer, our hope and desire that as my guests come forth, that God get the glory through each one of us on tonight. And I speak of none other than my older sister, Janice Nielsen, my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, my younger sister, Janetta Burney, and my younger brother, Herbert Charles Brown. We are all a family of authors. And so we are on this line tonight. We are going to share what God has blessed us to do. And it's our hope and prayer and desire that God gets the glory through each one of us and through the works of our hands, through our books. So we want to be a blessing to the listeners on tonight. So I'm asking our listeners, please, as I always do, get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through and share some of the words of God on tonight through scriptures as we go along on tonight's show. So we always open up with prayer, and I'm asking our listeners if you will please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. So, Heavenly Father, now we come asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, each guest on tonight, and all those that are in the body of Christ that are saved in Jesus' name. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word do let us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you are moved by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that have sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that ever breathe on tonight. Heavenly Father, let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We pray, Lord, that now that you will move by your spirit on tonight, should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, that something will be said through your word on tonight, through us, as individuals, and then as a family of authors, that you will be able to touch their hearts and their minds, and they too will open their mouths and ask what they must they do to be saved in Jesus' name, that you would get the glory through them as well in the name of Jesus. So have your way on tonight. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. So have your way on tonight through each one of us, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. We always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us, kind of ties in what we're going to be discussing on tonight with as a family of authors. The spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't take your God purpose, your talents and gifts to your grave unfulfilled. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Don't take your God purpose, your God talents and your God gifts to your grave unfulfilled. That's the spiritual food for thought on tonight. So that's something for everyone to think about. God has blessed all of us with gifts and talent, and he expects us to use them for his glory. So don't take yours to the grave as being fulfilled for God's glory. In the form of announcements, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, and also so that you can take down these important announcements. I am so excited. I'm going to go backwards a little bit first before I bring on my guests that they're all standing by right now. You might want to mark this down. I have a special guest coming forth on June 17th, Thursday night, June 17th. This young man is a blind guy. I saw him on the TV show American Idol, and we became friends over Facebook and through the works of God's hands, how he brought us together. Brother Scott McIntyre and his wife, Christina McIntyre, he's a blind young man, but he has had two kidney transplants. And he and his wife, they travel all around the world ministering the gospel of music, and he also shares his testimonies all over the world. So he and his wife has agreed to be my special guest on my worldwide platform on Thursday night, June the 17th. They are excited about being on my worldwide platform. I am so excited that they have agreed to be my special guest on Thursday night, June the 17th at 8 o'clock p.m. For those of you that normally tunes in and you like to hear Minister Tawan Eppinger, who delivers God's word, he normally will come on every first Thursday night. He is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. Because of his job schedule, he has been changed. His time to come on this worldwide platform has been changed to every first Saturday night. And in his place on every first Thursday night would be none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He always shares an inspirational poem. Then he always delivers God's word. So we have switched him and Minister Eppinger. So Deacon Marvin Cox will be coming forth every first Thursday night. Minister Tawan Eppinger will be coming forth every first Saturday night. And also, as a regular now, is none other than Minister of Music. He has now been ordained as a minister of the gospel, Minister Benny Gaskin II from Atlanta, Georgia. He always brings forth a powerful word over this worldwide platform. So every second Thursday night, Minister Benny Gaskin II from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word. And we always know that none other than our first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, he always brings a powerful word every third and every fourth Saturday night. Again, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, and located in Greensboro, North Carolina, he always brings forth a powerful word over this worldwide platform every fourth and every third Saturday night. So I just wanted you all to make sure that you wrote those announcements down so that you can always be blessed to tune in so that you can receive a word from the Lord. Before we go on to our music break, again, I'm going to reintroduce my family to the worldwide listeners. We are family of authors. But before I do that, I want to say, and I'm sure that my sisters and brothers on the line that are standing by now, we want to, I'm sure they would agree with me, we want to dedicate this show on tonight, this program, this worldwide platform on tonight. We want to dedicate this to our mother, Patricia King Brown, Patricia Ann King Brown, our mother. She is the one that really, I believe, she is the one that got us all started into writing books. And so we just want to acknowledge her on tonight, because it is her, it is our mother who got us started. Even though she never got a book published, she would write things down on tablets and notepads, and she kept those things. And I think that's what instilled us to become writers, that God is being glorified through us as a family of authors. It's very unusual to hear a family of five members in one family, five siblings that are authors, but we just give God the glory for it in the name of Jesus. We don't take it lightly or for granted. So once again, my oldest sister, Janice Nielsen from Amherst, Massachusetts, is on the line. My twin
Hello.
Sister, Jeanette Jones, thank you, Janice. You all can say hello as I call your name, just like Janice did. My twin sister, Jeanette Jones, from Roseville, Michigan.
Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone.
Also, my youngest sister, Danetta Burney, from Detroit, Michigan. Danetta Burney. Did she step away? Danetta?
Hello, hello. Okay. Hello, everybody.
Okay, there she is. And then also our youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown from Novi, Michigan, is on the line with us on tonight. Herbert?
Hello, listeners.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So these are my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
We are all blessed to be writers, giving God the glory through the works of our hands. Before we go to our music break, I have asked my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, if she would share with the worldwide listeners a testimony, please.
Yes. Good evening, saints. I just want to just share with everyone that being able to write books and they are always about God and always a learning tool for those who pick them up and read, that right there, testimony within itself. And I just thank God that as a child, I would write stuff down. And as I got older, I would look and go back over them and then pay attention when I was listening to ministers bringing forth the word and putting the scriptures with the things that were going on in our lives. And our mother introducing us to Christ. And those are the things that made me the Christian that I am today, being a child of God. And I just thank her for it. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Jeanette Jones. Thank you for the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I always let the listeners know that it is very important that we share our testimonies. God said he will share his glory with no one. And other people can be blessed by our testimonies, because someone that may have a book in their spirit that have not birthed their book, and they may be coming looking for any kind of excuse or reason not to fulfill their God assignment by writing their book. We on tonight, hopefully that we will inspire someone that may be tuning in on tonight, that you can know that just like God blessed us to write books, he can do the same thing for you if you just trust him by faith and believe, and then move forward in your God-given talent and gift, and ask the Lord through his Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and direct you as you put your pen to paper to write the books that he has ordained for you to write, that he will get the glory through your books, and that people will be blessed by your books. Thank you, Sister Jeanette Jones.
Amen.
We're going to get ready to go to our music break right now. We're going to come back following the music break. We're going to get into some questions with my siblings pertaining to what God is doing in each one of our lives as individuals and then as a family of authors. Enjoy the music break.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. And that's why we're on this line tonight as a family of authors. We're giving God the glory, honor, and praise because it is because of him that we were able to write. And we're still in the process of writing books that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise, and that we can hopefully be a blessing to someone. Before I bring forth my family of authors on tonight, I want to give a shout-out to my Bishop James A. Dennings of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit. I see some of my church members have dialed in on tonight. I want to say a great shout-out to some of the members, and not only some of the members, but to my entire church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. So on tonight, we're going to start off with my older sister, our older sister. I'm keep saying mine, but our older sister because we are family authors on the line tonight. And again, I pray that you have your pencils and paper ready, our listeners, so you can write down information that we're going to give you at the conclusion after each author has finished. They're going to give you information. I want you to be able to write this information down so if you're interested, you can obtain copies of the books. We're going to start off with our older sister, Janice Nelson from Amherst, Massachusetts. Janice, my first question to you on tonight is, share a little insight and purpose of your book regarding Belinda.
Hello. Belinda is a story about a 4-year-old biracial girl who is makes friends with the children in her new neighborhood. And she's able to make friends with children of, it doesn't matter what their race, color, she doesn't care. All she cares about is making friends. And this is a book that when my daughter was young, I would have loved to have been able to find a book like this to read to her at night.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was thinking about that, I decided I should write one. So,
man,
that's how that came about.
All right, praise the Lord. And I believe, and from what I've seen of the book that you emailed me, the copies of what I read, it's going to be a blessing to a lot of biracial children. Because a lot of biracial children, you know, are being bullied and they don't even understand why they're being picked on. But I agree with you. It is unfortunate that a book like yours that's about to be released soon has not been already written and published. But that's why I believe that you have been the chosen one to write this particular book, that it can open the eyes of people around the world. And for young people that's dealing with this type of issue, that they don't have, that they're not alone. So right now, my next question to you, Janice, is: could you? I know you're still in the process of writing your book. Could you give the listening audience an estimated time as to when do you expect your book to be released and on the market for purchase?
I'm thinking about. It would be about Christmas time, 2022. It might be out earlier than that, but I'm really looking for the Christmas market because I think it would be a kind of gift to. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to say Christmas time. 2022.
It's not similar because you know that this is type of book that from what you have said and from what you just shared with the listeners, this is a much needed book for such a time that we're experiencing and the time that we're living in. So we never know how the Lord is going to work. You know, I believe that he has his own time set. And so I just wanted you to give the listening audience an estimated time as to when you think it may be ready for purchase, but we never know how the Lord is going to move and how he's going to work. He may put people in your life that's going to be a blessing to you where it can get out sooner than you expected. So we would most definitely let the listening audience know when this book is actually ready and on the market and available for purchase. So as Janice continues to keep me updated, regarding her progress of her book, I would definitely let the listening audience know, because I believe, again, that her book is going to be a blessing to people around the world. And finally, Janice, to you on tonight, once your book is available for purchase, for now, I know you don't have a website up right now, but just in case if something comes along before you get a website, how will people be able to obtain a copy of your book titled Belinda?
I will have to let you know at a later date, because I really don't have a website set up for any of the things that I write.
Okay. And that's good. So we just wanted to let the listening audience know that Janice Nielsen will be working on a website, so that once her website is up and running and then her book is ready for purchase, you can go directly to her website. So I would most definitely keep the listening audience posted as to when the book is market ready for purchase, and then also give you her website. So my next guest,
thank you,
Janice, if you could stay on the line, please, as we continue to move forward. My next guest is my youngest sister, no, not my youngest sister, but my twin sister, Jeanette Jones. She is of the book titled God's Adjusting My Wings. Sister Jeanette Jones, would you please share with the listening audience, my first question to you would be, how did your book come to be, God Adjusting My Wings?
As a child, first of all, I'd like to give honor to God, and then I'd like to give a shout-out to my pastor, Bishop Michael Jones, and Pastor Brenda Jones of the Fountain of Truth Christian Center Church in Detroit. And we're located at 9801 Chalmers in Detroit. My book came to be when our mother got sick, and I would just sit back and start thinking about all the things that we went through as a child and the things that she went through raising her 9 kids by herself with the help of God. And then I would go back and get all of my notes that I had written, like a journal, and just read some of the things that I was writing throughout the years. And then as I was in the church, I started relating those things to scripture and how God allow us move different things to move through us for us to grow in Him. And I feel like we're born with wings, and our wings grow according to the way we live our lives, according to the Word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The next question to you is almost similar to the first question, but it's a little bit different. It's worded differently. So my next question to you is, what is your main objective? What is the main objective of your book?
My main objective is that because I've written down different things that our mother went through and our ancestors went through, that not only will our children be able to read from the pages the different things that my mother, our mother, and other ancestors that we grew up around, the different things that they went through, and because they, for the most part, put God first in everything that they do, that they did, that if we just keep God first in everything that we do also, then we know that God keep us first in His heart, and not only just our ancestors and us, but then our children can learn the same, and their children also.
So from generation to generation.
Generation to generation, yes. There you go. Mm-hmm.
My next question to you, Jeanette, will be, is how will God be glorified through your book? How will God be glorified through your book?
God will be glorified because as soon as someone that's reading, like you had said before, if you don't know God for yourself, you have to learn not to stay a babe in Christ. We all have to learn that we want God to be first and foremost in our lives, that we have to give Him the glory for the things that He do for us that we can't do for ourselves, because most of us, we don't even deserve the goodness of Jesus Christ, the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of God. God grant those things to us through grace and mercy. And because we put God first. That is the God will be glorified through the things that we do through him.
Man, that's powerful what you just said, and that is a fact. Because, again, we all are born with a purpose, and some people, it's unfortunate, it's very unfortunate and it's sad that even some people that are in the body of Christ don't even know what their God purpose is. And I want to share this real quick with the listening audience. I think I shared it before, but I want to say it again on tonight since I have my siblings as authors on the line because we are using our God gifts that God gets the glory. By me being a musician, and I was playing down at the River Towers Apartments on the east side of Detroit. It's an apartment building that has 500 apartments in it. And down in the basement part of the building, they have the community room. That's where they would have a church service at. And I would be down there playing the piano until I had my organ down. I would be playing the organ every Sunday and every Wednesday night for Bible class. But it was one particular Sunday afternoon as I was getting ready to set out the hymn books on the seats for the members when it came down to before the service start. There's one senior citizen. She was sitting. I noticed her sitting there. And when I had finished passing out putting the books on the seats, I got on the organ and started playing some hymns. And I turned around and I looked at her. And I got up and I looked at her face. And she looked up at me. She seemed like she might have been about 85 or 90 years old. She looked at me and she said these words to me, and I'll never forget how she said it. She says, "I don't even know why I'm here." And I said, "Excuse me? What do you mean you don't know why you're here?" I said, I kind of hinted around her about her age. I said, "You know what? As long as you're still breathing, you still got breath in your body, you know, God still has a purpose for your life. If you don't know what your God purpose is," and the listeners know that I say this often over this worldwide platform, and it's still true, that if you don't know what your God purpose is, no matter how young or old you are, it's real simple. It's real easy. God made it simple, and he made it easy. If you don't know what your God purpose is, first and foremost, you need to be saved in Jesus' name. And then once you're saved in his name, then you don't know what your God purpose is. Simply pray. Pray. Ask God sincerely from your heart because he knows if you're sincere or not. Open your mouth and ask God. He said, "You have not because you ask not." So open your mouth and ask God to show to you and reveal to you what your God purpose is. What it is, what is it that he wants you to do that he can be glorified through your life that only you can do? So that's why I share that with people all the time. Jeanette, my next question to you is, if you would please share with the worldwide listeners, give us a little information about what's actually in your book, just a little synopsis about what's in your book real quickly.
Yes. My book details the life of our mother, Patricia Ann King Brown, and how she raised her 9 children with the love of God and small group of people that she would let in her circle. And each one of her 9 children, we all have a chapter in the book. And in some parts of the book, I mean, the book is a serious book about growing up, being children of God and living in the body of Christ. But it has some humorous sides to it also because each chapter, each one of us is telling a story, and then the rest of us are joining in, and we're sharing that same story. But one of the things that that I see is also connected to the church is that each one of us is telling the same story, but everybody's telling it a different way. And I remember being in church one Sunday, and my mind was somewhere else, and the pastor at the time was bringing forth the scripture. And after service was over, one of the elders asked me why was I all staring off in the space while the pastor was preaching. And I told her, I said, because I've heard that story before. And each time a pastor get up or whoever's bringing forth the word of God, it could be 100 people in the service and everybody get a different scripture, varied. And whatever we're going through in life at that time, that's how we receive the word of God. But then we have to go and study to show ourselves approved. And we have to not just stop with the service on Sunday. We have to go and do our own research because God is there to help us not to be there as a crutch for us. So that's how we learn to live through Christ.
Amen. And I can bear witness to what you said because I'm looking at her book right now and it's about 350 pages. It's about 350 pages, but she really goes deep into the things that we all went through, you know, being raised by a single mother, the mother of nine, who raised us, like she said, in the church. And that's when I give thanks to God for her life, that she didn't just send us to church, she took us to church. And if she didn't take us to church and herself, our grandfather, we call Pawpaw, he would always take us to Sunday school. That's when the church, he was in Sunday school. And then they weren't just sending us to church and taking us to church. They was active in church. Our mother was on the mother's board for almost 50 years. And then one of her heart's desires that she wanted, before she left this world and made a heavenly transition, she wanted to be able to sing in the senior choir. And God blessed her to be able to do that too. So I thank God for being at our twin sister who has written this book, God of Destiny My Wings. And we, again, we are dedicating this worldwide platform on tonight. We're dedicating this ministry and this program on tonight to our mother, the late Patricia Ann King Brown, because she is the one who really got us started into writing. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise for her life. My next guest, Jeanette Jones, before I let you go, how can the listeners obtain a copy of your book?
The listeners can go directly to Amazon.com. Just type in Amazon Books and then semicolon and type my name in, and the book will come up. Or you can order the book directly from me. For those who order the book directly from me, your copy will be autographed. So you can either order through Amazon or you can order through myself.
Could you give me your website, send me your email so they can know exactly what to order?
My website is being reconstructed at the moment, but my email is twinstar, that's one word, twinstar1558@yahoo.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. If we move along, we're going to come to
Facebook.
Okay, or Facebook for under Jeanette Jones.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Excellent. I want to make sure we get that out, too. Next, we have none other than our author and sister, our youngest sister, Ms. Danetta Burney. Ms. Danetta Burney, praise the Lord on tonight. How are you?
Hello, James.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And everybody.
We are so ecstatic and excited about what God is doing through our lives as a family of authors. Again, as I said earlier, it's really unheard of to have five authors in one family. So we just give God the glory for it on tonight. Danetta Burney, could you share with the listeners the titles of your book first before going to your questions so they know exactly what books we're talking about that God bless you to write?
The title of my book is The Little Guard at the Gate. The Little Guard.
You have more than one
book. I have another one. My poetry books?
Yes, those two.
Poetry books. Oh, let's see. It's been a while. My poetry books. It's Sticks and Stones and Butterflies. It's the poetry book. And the other children's book is The Best of Joy.
Praise the Lord. See, God has blessed her to write books that's going to be a blessing. It's going in a different direction. Guided for poetry and then also toward children. So we just give God the glory for that. So, Danetta, same questions to you that I gave to Jeanette. The first one is, how did your book or your books, how did they come to be?
How did my book come to be? After writing The Best of Joy, I thought about my grandsons, and I wanted to write something a little different that is more relatable to them. And I wanted to
have something that they could learn, they can enjoy, but learn from too at the same time. So I actually thought about them when I wrote it. That's how it came about.
Okay, then the next question to you is, what is your main objectives? What is your main objective for your books?
But my main objective for The Little Ones Guard at the Gate is that while the children are reading the book and enjoying what they're reading, that they also learn, because I have life lessons in the book, such as bullying, being obedient to parents and teachers, and how to share and play fair. So while they may enjoy the pictures and enjoy reading, they are actually learning at the same time. So that's my objective.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's very important again. And it goes back to what the Word of God says, out of all thy getting, get understanding. That even applies to little children. So, and I love the idea that you have colored pictures that demonstrate, and it's almost like when Jesus gave his, when he was teaching and preaching, he would talk in parables. In other words, he would break it down in parables where people could understand what he was saying. So that's how you have designed and wrote your books, even children's books. So that's very important, that the children, that they are actually grasping what they're reading, and then they have the pictures to go along with it to make it even more excitable, and that they want to actually look at the book, and then they want to actually look at the book and read it and then learn and grow from the books. My next question to you is, again, just like Jeanette, how will God be glorified with your books?
God will be glorified the way he says that we should train up a child in the way they should go, so when they're old, they won't depart from it. And hopefully God will be pleased knowing that these future leaders are being trained early, so when they go out into the world, they are equipped to make better decisions. So hopefully he's pleased with the work I've done with the book.
Amen. And that is powerful right there, and that is so important, because that's what goes back to what we talked about doing our spiritual food for thought. You know, don't take your God purpose, your talents and gifts to your grave unfulfilled. So whatever we do and whatever God bless us to do, we want to make sure that he is getting the glory out of the works of our hands. And that's what it's all about, that people are being helped and blessed, but God is ultimately getting the glory from it. Also, my next question to you is, would you please share with the listening audience about a little small synopsis, especially about your, we're going to more or less deal with your last book, The Little Ones Guard at the Gate. Give the listening audience a little small synopsis about that book, please.
Okay. The main character in The Little Ones Guard at the Gate, his name is Joshua. He's 4, and his father is a police officer. He wants to be just like him, but he knows he's too young. He always tells his father he wants to protect and serve. He's too young. So what he does is dream. He's a little dreamer. And as he dreams, he pretends that he is the little guard at the gate, like a police officer, protecting and serving his friends on the playground. And the way that he protects and serves is he teaches them life lessons about bullying and how to play fair and how to not – and tell the truth. You know, if your mother or father or your teachers ask you a question, always tell the truth. So while he's dreaming, he's teaching his little friends. So that's pretty much what that's about. He's little, but his dreams are big. So they can be young and still learn and teach.
Amen. That is so true. Absolutely. Also to you, Vanetta, how could you also let the listener know about your, she has a children's, I call it a children's store, and a website, has the little, Josh, the little guard at the gate, has his book. She also have a coloring book, puzzles with his picture on it, a little pillow with his picture on it, and a variety of t-shirts. Vanetta, so could you please share with the listening audience how they can obtain copies of The Little's Guard at the Gate and The Best of Joy in your book of poetry? How can they obtain copies of that?
Yep, they can go to my website. It is www.joshtheguard.com. And that's www.joshtheguard.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you have little ones in your life, I'm just going to promote it a little bit more for her because I've seen what she has done, and God has really opened the doors for her with the Little Guard at the Gate. So if you have little ones in your life, I would say between the age of 3, I would say up to 8 years old, and you want to be a blessing to them, if you are a father, a mother, a grandparent, uncle, or aunt, or even a teacher, because this ministry, this worldwide platform, it is a worldwide platform. So if you can, go to her website, and you can see all the different items that are available to purchase. You can purchase something individually or as a group of items. You will not be disappointed. Your children will be blessed by them. I can say that from experience, from what I've seen, and the reports that that she's receiving, the children have fallen in love with the littlest guard at the gate. So finally, we have our youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, a retired police officer from Detroit, but he lives in Novi, Michigan. His book is titled "Don't Skip the Process: Making Life Challenges Work for You." If you all recall, recently he was on my worldwide platform before about himself, and then also my younger sister, Renata Bernie, was on at one time, too. So now, as a family of authors, we have him on tonight as well. So, Herbert, thank you for coming on again on tonight with our siblings, and we are a family of authors on tonight. I'm going to ask you the same questions on tonight. The first question to you, again, is how did your book come to be?
Well, thank God for your show and how you're reaching the world. And well, my book came about at a very young age, and you know how we always get our mother to praise, because people used to always come to her for advice, and I guess it rubbed off on me in many ways. So you know, and, you know, growing up in the church, would always come to me asking me for advice or how can I talk to their child and try to encourage their child or what have you. And then also going into law enforcement and dealing with just the general public and looking at their situations, I just started praying over and asking God, you know, what can I do to try to, you know, make things better for people? So God, you know, give you desires of your heart. So he gave me some ideas. And like you said earlier, stuff was coming to me so fast, I would write it down. You know, whatever I had, I would write it on, you know, books. I would write it on paper, boxes. Like I always say, I wrote on everything except for like what Martin Luther King Jr. did. I didn't write on a roll of toilet paper, but if I had it, I would have wrote on toilet paper. So, but I just wanted to write something that that would encourage people with all the ideas and things that I either experienced or dealt with, you know, out in the community.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My next question to you is quite somewhat similar. What is your main objective regarding your book? What is your main objective that you want to get out to the
world? Well, the main objective is, you know, so much as Christians, we always talk about saints, but then we always neglect the ain'ts. So my book is really for everybody. It's, you know, if you a born-again Christian, you're already in church, you can read the book, stay focused, stay encouraged. It'll help you with whatever situation you're dealing with. But then, two, it's also for those that ain't, that's not saved or in church, but that's still readers that would like to read books. And so it's something in there that where they can read it, be encouraged, but then I have scripture in there. Whatever I wrote in my book, I have scripture to back it up. So for those that might not be sure where they want to be, then, you know, after they read some of my, I have 14 chapters in the book, but then it's just something that will enlighten their lives to let them know, hey, you're not on this road by yourself. And then it'll just give them something that they can take with them, and not only for themselves, but they can share with others. So it's a blessing.
Yes, amen. I'm a witness because I have read it. I think we all on the line have read it. We have copies of the book, so he's definitely telling the truth. And I do love how you write down what God gives you to write in your book, and then you have the scriptures to back it up. And that's what it's all about, that God gets the glory through our books and through our writing. My next question to you, how will God be glorified through your book?
Well, the best way for God to be glorified is, how can God give me something? I don't use what God gives me, then that's a problem right there. So in order for me to glorify God, I have to first be a witness for God. I would have to, you know, let my light shine through darkness, and then I would have to, whatever the inspiration that he gave me, I would take that inspiration and dip it in ink and put it on paper so that when people read it, it would also encourage them, you know, like, you know how we always say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it.
Yes,
well,
right.
There's some chapters in this book where I think if, you know, if you led to the water, I think you're going to kneel down and scoop up and take a sip.
All right. Oh, that's good. That's good. You caught me off guard with that one, but that's good. I like that. Next question to you, Herbert, is would you, you more or less did it, but I want you to go a little bit deeper in the synopsis of your book, if you could, just a little bit deeper into your book so the listening audience would, don't go into all the chapters because we don't have the time, but give them a little more that they can want to actually purchase the book and read it for themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's not a problem because I know if I give them too much, then there's no reason for them to buy the book. So
right.
It's you know, but my thing is also, but even with my chapters, even when you just look at a chapter of the book, it speaks for itself. It's, you know, ready or not, here I come. You know, God processed, used in me and through me. Keep your eyes on the prize. It's from reality. Every chapter in this book is something that I dealt with, either being in church or being in law enforcement. And, you know, I thank God for, you know, the years that he allowed me to be on this earth and to meet the so many different people, all walks of life. So I wanted to put something in the book. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. It doesn't matter who you is. It doesn't matter where you're from. So it's something, it's 14 chapters in the book. And one of my favorite chapter 14 is not what's on you, but it's what's in you. So it's something that, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, you never know who's watching. So we can't, you know, we can't just walk the walk and talk it. We got to be about it because in this day and age, even little children are watching what we do. So I want to put something in the book to where even a child can pick it up and read it. So I always call it easy read, easy feed. So it's just something that no matter who you are, where you are, you can pick it up. You can digest it and regurgitate it later on in life as you need to and just use it to just either fulfill your mission or help somebody else with theirs.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, how can listeners obtain copies of your book?
Well, the same as, you know, like Jeanette and Donata and Janice and yours. You can go to Amazon.com to purchase, or it's on e-books. So if you don't want to just physically buy the book, you can also just go online and read it. Or you can reach me directly at herbcb83@gmail.com. herbcb83@gmail.com. And that's the way you can go about getting the book.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say to my siblings up from now, my sister, our older sister, Janice Nielsen from Amherst, Massachusetts, who's on the line with us, Jeanette Jones, my twin sister from Roseville, Michigan, my youngest sister, Danetta Burney, from Detroit, Michigan, and our youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown from Novi, Michigan. I thank God for you all taking the time out of your busy schedule to come over this worldwide platform and try to be a blessing to anyone that may have a book in their spirit that they have not birthed yet, that God has put something in them to write down on paper so now they can be more encouraged to do what God has put in their spirits to write down so that they can be a blessing to the body of Christ and wherefore God, most of all, will get the glory out of their lives as they become an author. But before we close out for tonight, our cousin Pastor Norman King is standing by on the line. Pastor Norman King, I'm catching you off guard tonight. I'm going to ask you, if you, when I finish with my book, would you please close us out in prayer, Pastor Norman King?
Okay.
Okay, praise the Lord. As an author myself, I just want the listeners to know, for those of you that are not aware, that my worldwide platform ministry is titled after one of my books, which is titled, of course, titled after the show, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And it also has a reference journal that goes with it. I'm sending this book, also my other book, God, the Universe, and Man, and the subtitle is How We Are Connected. My other book is Are You Scattering God's Flock? I want to read something real quick out of that book, Are You Scattering God's Flock? And it says, as we know that even as Christians, sometimes as Christians, there are sometimes different areas of our lives where we can be a liability to the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. So that's why God gave me this book, Are You Scattering God's Flock? Not only can you be a liability, but you can also scatter God's flock by having a nasty attitude, the way you treat people, the way you mistreat people, the way you gossip, the way you conform to the things of the world and not more so of the God, not being a doer of God's word. So you don't want to be, first of all, you don't want to be a liability to the kingdom of God. You want to be an asset to the kingdom of God. And then also, you don't want to be scattering God's flock. You don't want God to hold you accountable because someone did not give their life to Jesus Christ when they could have if you had did your job as a Christian as you walked and lived before them. So, again, I want to give a great shout-out to Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and Elder QT Dox of the Kingdom Builders International Ministries, because God be willing, this coming July will be 8 years that this worldwide platform has been on the air. And I did my first 3 years up under Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder QT Dox, in the Kingdom Builders Ministry. So I want to give a shout-out to them as well. But all of my books that God has blessed me to write, again, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And it has a reflective journal. And then also with the same title, and then also God, the Universe, and Man, subtitle How We Are Connected, and then Are You Scattering God's Flock? And my new book, which will be coming out real soon, hopefully, is God on Instagram, Finding Faith on Social Media, A Guide for Teens and Young Adults. So that book should be coming forth very soon. I will give you all the dates once it's released and available for purchase. But if you want to order any of my books, you can also go to Amazon.com. You have to go up under Mr. James Frank Brown Jr. That's how they have it set up. If you want to order any of my books, go through Amazon at Mr. James Frank Brown Jr. and go up under my name, and you will see all the books that are available for purchase. Or you can go to my email, which is all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Once again, that's James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Also, I want the listeners to know that I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at my email, which is, again, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So we, again, I am pleased for what God is doing in not only my life, but what he's doing in the life of my family, in the life of my siblings, as we are a family of authors. Again, as I said earlier, it's very rare and unheard of to have 5 authors and 1 family. And so that's why as siblings, we're coming together and we're dedicating this program, this worldwide platform on tonight, we're dedicating it to our mother, the late Patricia Ann King Brown, who started out writing, but unfortunately she was never able to get her book published and her writings in a book. But her labor is not in vain, because what she started, we are being able to manifest it and finish it, and it's being manifested and it's coming to fruition. And we know that she's looking down from glory, and she is smiling down, knowing that her work and her labor is not in vain. So I will pray for you all, the listeners on tonight. If you are an author, or if you have a book in your belly, as the, some of the authors say. And if you know that you are trying to birth this book out and you are being stalled and you're coming up with all kind of excuses, the enemy put doubt and fear in your heart, the enemy can only do what you allow him to do. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's what the word of God says. So if God has placed a book in your spirit, don't give up on God. He's waiting on you to do your part, because he's going to open the door for you so that you can finish the book, and he will put the right people in your life that will be able to help you finish your book, that it will be on the market where people will be blessed by your book, and that most of all, God will get the glory. So we pray that something was said on tonight through the siblings of my family of authors on tonight, that it has been a blessing to every listener on tonight, that you have been encouraged to not necessarily write a book, but whatever your gift or talent is, that you will to the glory of God. That's our hope and our prayer and desire for you on tonight. So on tonight, I'm asking our cousin, Pastor Norman King, if you would close the line out in prayer, Pastor Norman King.
All right, I'm going to read these two scriptures, then I'm going to pray. This ties in with what I've heard since I come on the air and listen to my first cousins and all talk about, you know, God, their experience in the Lord. So these two are my favorite verses in the Bible. Colossians 3:17-23 from God's Word Translation. 17 says, everything you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Verse 23 says, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as though you were working for your real master and not merely for humans. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior, after being, we are so excited for the things that you are doing in our lives today. We're so truly blessed, and I'm blessed to have my first cousin and them share their experience. And I know it's not because they're my cousin, but I've seen the fruits of the labor personally myself. But we give you all the glory tonight, because everything that's done is to glorify you. We thank you, Father God, for all of the people who are hearing and have heard all, and the ones who live around them, who have seen and through the hills and the molehills and the struggles and the trials and tribulations, and who know they are real, they are genuine, Father God. So we just pray, God, speak, Father God, to help. Paul said that we should edify, exhort, and comfort one another. So we tonight, Father God, lifting them up, Father God, giving them strength, Father God, and that they comfort in all the things that they have done and done, going to do in life. They have touched us through their many manifestations that you have blessed them with. We pray this thing tonight in Jesus' name. Pray, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Norman King, our first cousin from Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. We thank you for closing us out in prayer. Once again, to my siblings, Janice, Jeanette, Danetta, and Herbert, I want to say thank you once again for coming forth and being a blessing to this worldwide platform on tonight. That we know that God has been glorified. Thank you all so much. Know that I love you.
Thank you,
God, James. Loves you even more.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're quite welcome. All right, so it's all to God be the glory. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. You want to tune in this coming Saturday night. Deacon Marvin Cox will be sharing another inspirational poem, and then he's going to deliver God's word. So once again, please don't forget, on June the 17th, from American Idol, the TV show American Idol, Brother Scott McIntyre and his wife, Christina, will be my special guest, delivering God's word, and they're going to be sharing music and testimonies on June 17th, and you want to mark your calendars. You want to be blessed by them. We are so excited and looking forward to coming forth and sharing what God is going to do through them over this worldwide platform, that you will be blessed and God will get the glory. Until the next time, remember that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.